I'd just like to read from Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, and we'll read verses 12 and 13. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, and verses 12 and 13. We're just going to have a little meditation before I speak of the work in India, and particularly in our own area of the Lord's work there. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. And then in 1 Peter chapter 4, 1st Epistle to Peter chapter 4, and we'll read verses 10 and 11. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. And lastly, in chapter 5, and we'll read from verses 2 to 4. First Epistle to Peter, chapter 5, and from verses 2 to 4. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight of it, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. May the Lord just bless these portions of his own precious word to our hearts this evening. Our brother Jeff's thoughts and convictions that he mentioned this afternoon, in keeping with a clear-cut responsibility of not only being out and preaching the gospel, but also following it up with the teaching and the building up, is very definite, the commission of our Lord. As we had brought before us in those verses that he read before us, that not only go ye into all the world and preach the gospel and baptizing, but teaching them to observe all things which I have commanded you. And then there's a wonderful promise. Lo, I am with you unto the end. And I just wonder today, perhaps, even not only as we think of the work over in India, but as we think of the Lord's work in this land. And I know that our dear brother Mr. Bull has, in the little things that he's mentioned this afternoon, his concern for our assemblies and for some of the conditions that he has met even in the short while that he's been over here. And it's the same in my, and it's the same burden, the same yearning and the same sorrow in my heart. I've travelled much in these past 3 or 4 months to many assemblies, and I'm afraid I'm going back to India with a very sad heart as I think of our assemblies and many of them at home. There is a lot of good work being done, but there is a lot that we would love to see still being done, as we see here in the scripture. There seems to be many people who are not doing anything, and I think particularly this is the burden that has struck me as I have gone around the age group between 25 and 50. There seems to be something gone wrong, and I would earnestly plead tonight that as we think of these things and think of these conditions, that the Lord may afresh revive the hearts of these dear people of this age group. So many have said, well, let the young people do things. And everybody's talking about the young people. They're saying unkind things sometimes. And dear brethren and sisters, it's not the young people's fault. It's not the young people's fault altogether. It's those who ought to be teaching them and guiding them and helping them. And we do just pray as we think of these scriptures. These are the verses that the Lord brought to my mind as I thought about this. And as I've been thinking in relation to our little message here this evening. The desire of my heart is to seek to stir up the Lord's people at home. I've had the joy and privilege of going from assembly to assembly. And on many, many occasions, there has been disappointment at the lack of interest. It's many, many of the dear older ones who have been the ones who have supported the meetings. And so, how we do need to encourage the people, encourage you all in using the talents that the Lord has given to each and every one of us. They are different. Some may be important and others may not be so important. But whatever it may be, in the sight of the Lord, if we use what He has given to us, surely there will be the blessing that follows. And not only that, but there will be that consciousness of His presence with you all the way. So many today seem to give the impression they begin to doubt. You know, as I've been going through our readings only in the last month or two, I've come across so many passages that the Lord said to His disciples, don't doubt, believe, trust in Me. And you know, I feel that perhaps this is what is happening amongst many of the Lord's people today. The things that are making His people doubt, wonder, question. And we know, of course, with many of the young people, they are encouraged in schools, in universities, not to just believe or accept things, question it. And this is a very tragic thing. And in many ways, it is dangerous. However, we who have the Word of God and able to meditate upon it, we see so often our Lord said to His disciples, don't doubt, believe, trust Me. And so, as we see the days in which we live, and we realize in some way or another the Lord has given us a gift, a talent to use for Him, whatever it may be, may we be willing and ready to use it and be occupying with it until He comes. Tendency two is to say, well, the Lord is coming and, you know, these are things that are predicted in the last days. But again, there we see in Hebrews chapter 10. And this is another verse that has been keep coming and coming to me. So much the more as ye see the day approaching. Don't be neglecting these things. The forsaking of your assembling yourselves together as the manner of some is. And this coming together is so often being neglected in these days. However, dear brethren and sisters, I'm not here to scold you or anything, but it's with a heart of love. It's a heart of concern for our assemblies. I believe we've never been in perhaps a more favoured situation, because there are many. I was only speaking to someone a while ago. There are many people in other groups that are not satisfied. They're looking for a home. And if our assemblies were as they ought to be, I'm sure many would be attracted to join with us and experience what it means to gather as we do. And so may the Lord revive our hearts. Revive thy work, O Lord, in the midst of the year. And again, that other thought that was in 1 Peter chapter 5, the examples. Yes, it behoves us, each and every one, as we occupy till he comes, being examples, not only in word, but indeed in everything that we do. And you know that this same concern we have over in India. We are thankful to the Lord for the development that we see. You have heard what our brother Bill has said in relation to the affairs at the hospital and how that they've been able to hand over the administrative work of the leprosy hospital and how there have been these different ones being raised up. Yes, we thank the Lord that we do see the talents being used in many ways. And even in our own particular work amongst the boys in Mount Valley, this furlough to us has been the most relaxing as far as Mount Valley is concerned. The two young men who are looking after the work there have really done a remarkable job. And we are so thankful to the Lord for helping them and also giving us this restful time at home without any undue concerns or worries about the work in Mount Valley amongst the boys. It was no small thing for us to leave 105 boys from about 6 up to 20 years of age under the care of these two young men. However, the Lord has been with them, and I'm sure they have been helped by the Lord in so many things during these months that we have been home. So there is development, and we do thank the Lord for this in this avenue. And then, of course, there is the development of spiritual gift. And again, as I speak about our particular work for the Lord, it's his work, but he's using us over there. We are thrilled to see the spiritual development in many of our old boys. Of course, there was a time and we began to wonder, well, is it all worthwhile, all this effort and burdens and concerns? But today, I can say before you, we really have been encouraged during this last term in relation to the spiritual development and growth amongst many of the old boys who have now gone out and have their work and also married in most cases and are really settled, and they're really getting into Christian work and keen about their fellow men, and particularly in Bangalore it has been a real encouragement to see how some of the old boys there, they were instrumental in commencing a new assembly there in recent years, and when they first started off it was just in a house, house of one of the Christians. They soon were too many for that, and then they bought a little building, and now that building is overflowing and they will have to extend. And it is mainly the efforts of boys who are being brought up in the home at Mau Valley. And when we see this, it does encourage us and makes us feel it has all been worthwhile. And so, again, a little word of encouragement for those who are associated with Sunday school work, work amongst the children, and work amongst young people. Cast thy bread upon the waters, and after many days thou shalt find it. And so, this has been a development in which we want to give our Lord the honour and the glory and the praise for. Then, there has been another development which we are so thankful for. And that is in relation to, for a number of years, practically almost since we've been out there, periodically we were conducting a camp for the young people of the area. Now, in our area, we have a tremendous number of young people. Of course, we have a number of young men in our Mau Valley group, but in an assembly about 25 miles further away, there would be between 70 and 80 or even more young people. And in another assembly not much further on, there would be another great number of young people. And of course, we have sought to encourage these younger folks over the years. And sometimes we arranged Bible camps, and it was mainly the efforts of a sister in Collegau and myself that have done this for years. And we were praying that the Lord would raise up those who would be capable to take over these responsibilities. And we just wondered, although we had the young people, we just didn't see in some of the young folks in our areas that real development that would be capable of taking over and being able to lead and be responsible for a camp work. However, during this last term, we were brought in touch with a group of believers in a place called Haasen, over 80 miles from where we live. There are no missionaries in that area, but there is a dear Indian brother who lived about 35 miles further on. Very gifted Indian teacher of the word. And in this local church, in Haasen, there were a number of young people who had been saved. They had no spiritual food, and they were wondering what they should do. So they invited this Indian brother to come along and give them Bible teaching every Wednesday night, or as often as he could. And he practically went for 2 years every week, and he gave them really good teaching. The time came when they felt that they needed to be baptized, and then they stepped out and established a little assembly. Now, that would have been about 7 years ago, and today there are 25 in fellowship in that assembly. And the oldest of the brethren now in that assembly, there are three of them who are only 32 years of age. So they were only 25 when they stepped out in real dependence upon the Lord in establishing a little assembly. They are working, of course, but it was a big step. And the Lord has really blessed those young men. And it has been a great joy to me and a great encouragement to me to have come to know them. And it's really a solace sometimes when I can get away from Mau Valley and go and visit them. They're a tonic to me to see how the Lord has blessed them and is leading them on. Now, out of this group of young men, there are two of them who have the capabilities and also the business ability and also spiritual ability to conduct the camps. And for the last 2 years, they have been responsible for them. And our camp has just concluded yesterday. I'm not sure exactly how many would have been present during this camp, but I received only a few days ago the details and how that it had all been arranged. Now, this is something we do thank the Lord for, and it is a development. And these are the things that are going on. There are indigenous works here and there throughout India. There are many brethren who have been called of the Lord, and some younger ones, as our dear brother here, and have gone out to northern India. And this is a real development which we are so thankful to the Lord for. But I would like to say there is the other side. I remember one young man not in Mau Valley, but in Collegau, years ago. He was in a good position, and he was really capable of giving a very good word. And we know that he had an exercise about doing something for the Lord or stepping out for the Lord at one time. But you know, that young man, he was not willing to count the cost. He counted the cost, but he was not willing to obey the word of the Lord. And you know, sad to say, that that young man has been a real hindrance in many things in that assembly. And you know, I do feel that when the Lord gives us a gift, he gives us that talent, and we don't use it, how we can be a hindrance to others. And so, as I thought of thinking about this meeting this evening, I thought of that young man who had the gift, had the ability, and he turned aside the call of the Lord. And today I could tell you some very, very sad things in relation to that young man, and yet he considers himself as an elder in that assembly. And so, you know, if we sanctify our lives for him, as those young men have done way yonder there in Hassan, what a blessing we can be. On the other hand, what a hindrance we can be. And so may the Lord tonight just speak to our hearts. And I know that perhaps I'm speaking to some who are much older than I am and who could testify too in these circumstances. But how we do need to encourage one another. And so we are thankful that there are these developments in India which we can praise the Lord for. But you know, perhaps in some ways, I don't altogether agree with our brother Bill that it may be that he feels that his work is finished in India, and for which he has gone there. But you know, they still want us to be there. And I know they wanted dear Bill to be still there. We've had letters already about it. And the people still want us to go back. And not that we're going to go back and lord it over them, or we're going to go back and go alongside of them and work with them. And that's what they love us to do. And so there are still many, many avenues of service we can still do over there for the Lord. And I think that I can say perhaps my own personal conviction is that, you know, the Lord may be going to open the door a bit more in India again. It would not seem so in an outward appearance, because the present government of India are very strong Hindu folks, and I don't want this to be published, but we do believe that the Lord could open the door. There is a young couple, and which seemed amazing to me, from Sydney, just a few months ago, were applied to go as teachers to a school, a Christian school, well, it's a Bible college really, in Yotmal, and they were refused. But when they applied for a missionary visa, and they were along with the application for the missionary visa, of course they were guaranteed for their support by the CMS, they got it. Now this is just a few months ago, and I was talking to the mother of the young couple who have gone to Yotmal, and they want to do Christian work, they want to do missionary work, and they've got the visa for it. Well, one just wonders, and I know our brother Don has got his visa without much difficulty. Our sister Pauline has got an extension of 12 months of no objection to return. And so there are these points which may look as if the door is still not closed altogether yet for India, and it could be that the Lord may open it up a little more. Now, I just wonder if everybody has thought, well, the door's closed, and they've stopped praying about it. It may be that. And even if you hear of folks coming home, there is still a work to be done. And those who have Washington School, and I think perhaps in other places that you can, that people could get into, not as a missionary altogether, but there is a work that still could be done over there. And so do not stop praying for India, and if it is the Lord's will, He can still send folks out. And so I will just leave these points here. Praise the Lord for the development that we are seeing amongst the Indian Christians, the Indian believers, and praise the Lord that the He still is working amongst the work in which we have been closely associated with. That work of the boys is still dear to our hearts, but of course we're getting older and the future is uncertain, but we know that our Lord is still in control, and God willing, I hope to go back again in early August. I may have to go back alone for a time, and it will only be for a few months, but do pray for my wife. The doctor has given her a really good report, and just a little longer may be good for her health, and also to see that Philip is fully settled before we both leave him. So we would value your prayers in this connection, and also will value your praises and thanksgivings to the Lord for all that He has done. And there's just that one verse that I would like to read in closing, in Acts chapter 26 and verse 22. Having therefore obtained help from God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying no other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, and that He should be the first, that He should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. And that is Paul's testimony, and that is our testimony, that we have had help from our Lord, and we could not have done it without that help.